Your attention to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18 reading says, "And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves." You know, God wants you to talk to yourself. What we're doing right here, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to talk to you for a little while on this topic, the power of a song. The power of a song. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch us today and help us. Help us to convey your word as you want it conveyed. Help us to receive your word and obey it in the name of Jesus. Touch every soul in this place, God. Help us to surrender ourselves to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Amen. The power of a song. You may sit down. Have you ever noticed the influence of music and singing in our culture? I can't buy gas anymore without being inundated with a song. I can't go through the line at Walmart or look for garbanzo beans or black-eyed peas or whatever it is we're making for dinner, chicken, without the inundation of a song. You can't hardly walk down, even sometimes fishing, as remote as it can be. Someone has got a radio blaring somewhere. And you're thinking, for the love of Pete, could I just go catch a bass without being inundated with a song? But somebody has figured out there is power in music. Somebody's figured out there is power in a song. If you think about it, I could throw out any word, and you could probably think of a song. Rain. I feel the rain. It's raining again. It's raining. It's pouring. I love a rainy night. Cold. You could think of a song associated with cold. I could name almost any word, and you could think of a song associated with that word. Why? Because music has meaning to us. Songs have meaning to us. They relate events of life to us. They relate happenings of life. They relate spiritual concepts to us. There's power in music, and there's power in a song. Every now and again, I like to go back through the archives. And I get kind of sentimental, and my sons, particularly one of them, I won't name him, but particularly one of him likes to hear sometimes, or I don't know, maybe he doesn't like to hear the style of music that I listened to back in the 90s. It's different than what young people listen to today in the church. It's different than our worship style of music. But you know what? Invariably, when I go back and I might turn on a Brian Duncan or a Margaret Becker or whoever may be the worship leader back then. I can't remember his name. It escapes me. But the one when worship leaders used to, or when they first became prominent on the Christian music scene, I can't even think, Kirk Franklin or whoever. I wasn't big into him, but just throwing one out there. You know, I invariably, when I listen to those things, not only do I just hear the song, Pastor Matt, but I remember a time in my life that when I would turn that song on, and I had a need in my life, or there was something I was going through, or there was some struggle that maybe I had in my life, or some fight that I was going through, or some period of growth that God had me going through, invariably my mind goes back memory lane, not just to hear the song, not just to enjoy the song, not just to listen to it and think, wow, that really was a good song, but invariably I remember something that God brought me through at that time, something that God did in my life. And invariably, my friend, it was that song that got me through that time. There's power in a song. That's why we get together on Sunday afternoon and Thursday evening. And one of the things we do in our worship service is we sing unto the Lord and make a joyful noise unto Him. Why? It's more than just tradition to us. It's more than just because the Apostle Paul said, are any happy among you, or any merry among you? Let him sing songs. My friend, when we begin to sing the songs of Zion, when we begin to reflect upon the goodness of the Lord, there's something that begins to happen in our lives. There's something that begins to happen in our souls. There's something that begins to move in our spiritual life that can't happen any other way than through the power of a song, my friend. That's why we encourage us to sing. That's why we sing when we don't feel like singing. That's why we sing when we're down. That's why we sing when we're up. That's why we sing when we don't feel like it, my friend, because there's power in a song. The Lord enjoys it. Call me crazy if you will, but I remember sitting at my desk, and I'm so glad for the comments that Brother Mark made Thursday night. So glad for the comments that Pastor Matt made this morning about having a relationship with the Lord. Call me crazy if you will, but I was sitting at my desk one day thinking on the things of God. And this has been several years ago, but I was praying and talking to God about some things and just began to rejoice in my heart. And as sure as I'm standing here today, the Lord showed up in front of me with his arms outstretched. Now, I told you, you might think I'm crazy, but this is a spiritual walk with God, my friend. This is not a fleshly walk. And as sure as I'm here today, the Lord showed up in front of me with his spiritual arms outstretched and said, let's dance. And I took his hands and we began to twirl around together in the spirit, rejoicing in the Lord. I didn't get up out of my desk, but something happened in here. Why? Why? Because there's power in a song. God can show up anywhere you are and minister to your need if you will lift your voice and you will sing unto him in faith. There's power in a song. Think about the song we sing. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there? Joyously singing with heart bells all ringing. Won't it be wonderful there? At the cross where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away. I've got the Holy Ghost down in my soul. I remember they used to sing that song when I first came to church. And I sat there and I thought to myself, Lord, I just can't sing that song because I don't have the Holy Ghost. I can sing along, but I can't really sing that song. And I began to seek the Lord. I said, God, I want to really sing that song. And on July 24th, 1983, I sat on the back row just about where Brother Jacob is in the church that I was going to. And I said, Lord, would you send somebody back here to pray with me because I want to get the Holy Ghost. And my friend, God bless his heart, Dean Hoff, I love him. He was my friend and he died when we were 27 years old of stomach cancer. But we were 15 at the time and he came up and he said, do you want to go to the altar? I said, you bet I do. And I came up right down here and I began to worship the Lord and I began to repent again and I began to call upon the name of the Lord. And I had repented. Actually, I had been repenting for weeks. Never underestimate somebody's experience when they walk through that church door. Because God's already been talking to him, or they wouldn't be here. And God had already been talking to me, my friend. And I began to repent again, and I made sure I was repentant. And I began to magnify the name of the Lord. I began to call upon the name of the Lord. Our youth minister, youth pastor, youth leader, whatever we called him back then, he just said, let go. There were no magic abracadabra words in his words, let go. But something happened, and I just released myself to God. And the Bible said that believers will speak with new tongues. Look it up. Mark chapter 16. These signs shall follow them that believe. And on that down the line, said they're going to speak in new tongues, they're going to speak in a new language. And my friend, it happened to me that night, and my life has never been the same. And after that service, I could come and not just sing along with the song, but I could sing the song. I've got the Holy Ghost down in my soul, just like the Bible says. I got it.
Hallelujah.
But that wasn't the end, that was the beginning. There have been a lot of ups and there have been a lot of downs. I've got some things right along the way, and I've got a whole lot wrong. But I want to tell you one thing. Pastor Matt talked about faithfulness in the kingdom of God today. He talked about us being faithful to God. And I want to tell you something, and I'm going to concur with him, and I'm going to reassure you in the power of the Holy Ghost. Not only are we be faithful to him, but he will always be faithful to us. One of my favorite scriptures, hallelujah. One of my favorite scriptures, it says, though we believe not, yet He abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. What does that mean? Even though I go through struggles of doubt, I might even go through depression. I might go through a valley and I might think, God, are you ever going to come through? Rest assured, he is working his plan out because he is not a man that he should lie. He's going to come through on his word. But think about the songs that we sing. Think about the times maybe you felt like giving up. Maybe you felt like you had gone your last mile and you began to lift your hands and you began to sing a song of Zion. And it might not even have been here. We've heard it a couple times. I think the Holy Ghost is trying to talk to us about some things. I think the Holy Ghost wants us when we're out fishing or when we're out doing our job or when we're out shopping or when we're out hiking or whatever it is, if we could just get in the spirit a little bit and say, oh, thank God. You might say, who's going to see? I want to tell you something. Don't worry about who's going to see you. I watched a man do his yoga poses for 15 minutes on the top of a parking garage in Southfield, Michigan. Hey, I'm telling you. And you know why I watched him? Because I thought, if he can do it, so can I. What have I got to be ashamed of? Why can't I walk down the trail and I'm feeling the Holy Ghost and I lift my hands to God? I did it yesterday. I said, oh God, thank you for the goodness of God. Thank you for the mercy of God. I hope this is not the only place I juke and jive and lift my hands and worship. I hope not. Because he's worthy of praise all the time. But think about the time you felt like throwing in the towel and you begin to sing and something began to happen in your spirit. Oh my goodness. And you all of a sudden you felt encouraged and you felt help of the Lord and you felt the strength of the Lord. There's power in a song. Why? Because when we begin to lift our voices to the Lord, my friend, the Bible says he inhabits the praises of Israel. We are, my friend, the New Testament church. We are bought with a price, my friend, and he will show up and he will inhabit our praises. Think about the times it seemed like all hell's turned against you. And you're fighting the demons of hell and Satan himself all by yourself when in reality you're not. You're not, but it seems like it. And you begin to lift your voice and you begin to cry out to the Lord in song. And you feel the relief in your spirit and the release in your soul and you feel hope again, my friend. There is power in a song. God will show up and meet you. God will help you. Why? Because Brother Mark said it Thursday night. It doesn't make God one bit bigger. But it makes my perception of him bigger. What it really does is shift. It shifts my eyes from the carnal to the reality of the spirit realm. Really, this is not really what's happening. I mean, it is. Don't get me wrong. I'm not getting into some weird doctrine. But what really matters is what's going on in the spirit realm. And if I get myself lined up right with God in the spirit realm, what goes on in the flesh is going to be all right. But sometimes we get our eyes what's going on in the flesh. And we see through the five senses. And then we start to think with the five senses. When in reality, God has got the victory worked out. If I will just lift my voice and sing to him. If I will just lift my voice in faith. It takes faith to praise God. It takes faith to sing. Amen? Why does it take faith? Because most of the time, life's not going to go my way. Things are going to go against me. He said it today. The man of God said it today. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers out of them all. And very often, he does it through song. My grandma sang all the time. The grandma who used to witness to me and pray with me when I was 12 years old. And thank God it was 3 years later that I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost and got baptized in Jesus' name. But that woman sang all of the time. And that woman had one of the hardest lives I've ever seen in my life. You talk about family problems. That woman faced things I'm not even going to bring before this congregation. But just rest assured, she had a hard road to hoe, as the old saying goes. But I will say this, and this isn't an offense to anybody in here, but I've never seen anybody with the love of God in their heart like my grandma. My grandma could find the good side of anybody. And she was never without a song. She suffered from asthma. She didn't get around very well. She lived with us the last 5 years of her life because grandpa died. And very often, she'd be leaned over the counter doing dishes. Why? Because grandma felt like she had to earn her keep. And she was always. I mean always. From the time she got up to the time she went to bed. And I think Grandma knew there was something in the song. Jehoshaphat knew. He found out there was something in the song. Moab and Ammon came against the children of Judah. The first place Jehoshaphat went was to the Lord. He didn't get on Facebook. He didn't get on Twitter. He didn't get on Instagram. He didn't get on Tumblr. Y'all didn't know I knew about those things, did you? Just remember, I was in the generation that saw Atari come on the scene. So it's like young people don't think us old folks know anything about technology. Come on, man. You guys pay 3 times the cost for an Atari set that we paid because it's now retro and it's cool. Okay? But Jehoshaphat went before the Lord. He said, God, this is what's happening. What do you want us to do? And the Lord spoke to the prophet. And he said, one thing I don't want you to do is fight. Somebody in this place needs to quit fighting. I didn't say leave the fight. I didn't say leave God. You need to quit fighting the battle that God is trying to fight for you. He said, stand still, and you're going to see the salvation of the Lord. Stop fussing. Don't fuss, Jehoshaphat. Don't worry. Don't fret. How do you do that when your enemy's coming to kill you? How does that work? You know, there comes a time in our lives that we have to go beyond belief. A lot of people believe in God. We have to get to the point where we trust Him. Aren't they the same thing? I don't think so. I like to hike. A lot. I know I don't look like it, but I do. Suppose I'm on a trail, and I come up to a raging river, and there's an old rickety swing bridge you can walk across, and it might have a plank or two missing along the way. And you watch a couple people cross over it coming your way, and they seem to make it okay, and a couple people you're hiking with says, oh, we've crossed that before. Come on, let's go. It's perfectly safe. And you just watch 2 people make it over okay. You can believe that it'll hold you. Yeah. But until you step foot on that bridge and start walking, I'm not proving one bit of trust. Amen. And perhaps maybe the Lord is waiting on somebody or some of us to obey Him. Yes. See, we believe He can deliver us. But some of our problems are we want to do it for Him. Yep. He doesn't need my help. Sometimes we can't figure out why things haven't worked themselves out yet, because God's waiting on me to stop and stand still and see His salvation. So he said, Jehoshaphat, I'm going to fight for you. Don't you fight. So what do they do? I said, okay, we're going to get the army in array, but we're not going to send the spearmen out, and we're not going to send the armor bearers out, and we're not going to send the horsemen out. We're going to line them up, but we're going to put the singers in front of the army. Too often we want to put the army in front of the singers. That's not faith. That's not trust. I'm in the Holy Ghost right now. I don't often say that, but I'm telling you what, I'm believing God's talking to us right now through the prophetic. Some of us need to turn things around. Some of us need to get the army in the backside and quit fighting. Quit fighting with one another. Quit fighting with God and quit fighting ourselves. Quit fighting doing what we know God's called us to do. Amen. And put the singers in front. Because there's power in a song. What power is there in a song? Your enemy's coming at you. He wants to kill you. He wants to decimate you. He wants to conquer you. He wants to control you. He wants to get your family. He wants to get your children. He wants to get your land. He wants to get your natural resources. And you put the singers in front of the army. Are you crazy? There's power in a song. Why? Because Jehoshaphat and Judah that day demonstrated their faith in God. They demonstrated their trust in God. God said He's going to fight our battle, so therefore the army can be relegated to the back. We're going to praise God, and we're going to sing unto the Lord, and we're going to watch and see what God will do. The amazing thing about that is the Bible says when they began to march out and the singers began to sing, here's what they said: praise the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever. That's it. They began to say this: praise the Lord, for His mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord for it. Could we say that? Praise the Lord, for His mercy endures forever. Let's put some melody to it. Praise the Lord, for His mercy endures forever. I don't know if that's how they sang it or not, but they sang and they said, praise the Lord, for His mercy endures forever. My friend, it wasn't a whole lot in our common thinking. There wasn't two courses and a verse or two verses and a chorus and a bridge, and thank God for everything we do. But I'm telling you what, God doesn't need a whole lot. What God needs is my obedience to Him. And the Bible says that day, God set ambushments against the enemy, and He accomplished everything Jehoshaphat and Judah needed Him to do. Why? Because there is power in a song, my friend. Why? Because when I put my faith and my trust in God, God will show up, and God will take care of things. Just ask Paul and Silas, who were beaten and jailed. Why were they beaten and jailed? Because this woman with a spirit, possessed with a spirit of divination, she was demon-possessed every day, followed them. Oh, these be the great power of God. These men be the great power of God. Oh, these men are the great power of God. And the Bible says Paul was grieved with it, and he turned around and he cast the devil out in Jesus' name. And guess what? Somebody didn't like it. Something needs to happen in our spirits. We need to make something in our minds. That when we do the will of God, somebody's not going to like it. There's always going to be somebody that doesn't like us doing the will of God. Her masters, the Bible says they got much gain. They got a lot of money because she was a soothsayer. She was a fortune teller. She was into all that stuff. And they used her. There's a lesson to be learned there. All the devil wants to do is use you. The people of this world, all they want to do is use you for their gain. Tickle me one time, and they didn't know any better, but a new convert one time, wasn't even a new convert yet, said he didn't like church because all the church wants is your money. Really? What about Miller? Marlboro? Cool? Camel? Penthouse? What about Walmart? You tell me Walmart's doing work for free? What about Giant Eagle? Get Go? Do they exist just to serve me? Well, I want to say something about this fellow right here, encouraging us to give to the Lord. He didn't ask me to say this, and I hope I'm all right. Well, we gave a huge offering to Christmas for Christ, didn't we? He announced it over the pulpit. It's over $14,000, something like that, just say. God spoke to him. He told him to give X amount of money. It was a lot of money. Being a church organization, he could have took that to income if he'd wanted to. By law, he could have paid himself that money. So please, when you hear appeals to give to God, That's exactly who the man of God is asking us to give to God, not his pocket. I just wanted to share that. That just came, you know, while he was talking about it. I just wanted to share it. It had nothing to do with the message. But there's power in a song. And this woman's masters, her employers, if you will, were very upset that she no longer was demon-possessed. Man, some people are afraid to come to God because they're thinking, what's going to happen to my friends and family? If I had friends and I had an employer was mad because I was no longer demon-possessed, I think I need to be finding me some new friends. Amen to that. So what happened? They turned the people against Paul and against Silas. We're living in a day and age in which everybody's offended, right? And it's become a joke. You can't do anything more without offending people. We need, now I'm not saying let's be offensive. I'm not saying let's be rude. I'm not saying let's be obnoxious. Jesus was none of those. However, we cannot suppress the truth. We cannot hold back the truth of the Word of God because we are afraid of offending somebody. And when the devil rears his ugly head and people start getting angry because we're doing the will of God and God's moving through our lives, we can't backpedal and say, well, that's not what I really meant. We can't be going and apologizing to the masters of this woman, so to speak, if you will. Paul and Silas didn't go and say, you know what, let's talk about this. Maybe we were a little too harsh. Maybe we shouldn't have cast the devil out. It didn't happen. Why? Because they're doing the will of God. And they're in jail. And the Bible says that they were beaten with many stripes. And could you imagine? Your back's bleeding. It's raw. You're sweaty. It's stinking. There's rats all over the place. There's fecal matter all over the place. And jails back then weren't like they are today. You didn't go into jail and come out with a master's degree and, you know, 2% body fat. It just didn't happen back then. Cable TV and all that. And I'm just saying, it didn't happen. Matter of fact, they were locked in the inner prison. And it was so serious that when what happened, we're going to talk about that in a minute. The jailer came and he was ready to commit suicide because he realized if they escaped, he was going to be killed anyway. That's how serious it was to be thrown in Roman jail. And here they are, at midnight, hurting, bleeding, bruised, not knowing what was going to befall them. Outside the fact of being rejected for preaching the gospel and doing the will of God, sometimes that stings more than the physical wounds, friend. And they're there. And the Bible says at midnight, everybody said midnight. The Bible says they prayed and what? They sang. They sang praises unto God and the prisoners heard them. It's so important, even when I don't feel like it. It's so important, even when my world's falling apart. It's so important, even when Pastor said it, even when I'm not where I should be myself. That when I come to church, or I'm at home, or I'm laying on my bed, or wherever I am, that I praise God in the song. Why? Because there's somebody who's bound sitting beside me. There's somebody who's bound walking beside me. There's somebody who's bound who's watching me, who's going to be able to hear my praise and my song to God. Because living for God isn't going to take away the afflictions. It's not going to take away the trouble. It's not going to take away the pain of life. But what am I going to do when I'm sitting in jail? What am I going to do when I'm in the prison? Not of my own making, but because I've done what's right. To me, that's the sting of it all. You do what's right and everything goes wrong. That might not bother you. That bothers me. As a human, that bothers me because that doesn't add up in my analytical carnal mind. But I'm not supposed to serve God with my analytical carnal mind. That's why I need a song. And the Bible says they just didn't hear them, but the Bible says God showed up Everybody said God showed up. God showed up. He didn't open the prison door. The Bible says he shook the foundations of the prison, my friend. Sometimes we're waiting and we're wondering when our situation's going to change. Could it be when I stop fighting God's battles for him and I put the singers in front, no matter how I feel, no matter what it looks like, no matter what's been done to me, I stop complaining, I stop moaning, I stop groaning, and I begin to praise God. Could it be? It takes total surrender to truly sing unto the Lord and praise God in times like that. Total surrender. Paul and Silas didn't do it to get the jail opened up. They did it because they were devoted to the Lord. Solomon didn't sacrifice all he sacrificed to get the cloud of glory to come down. God saw it and he just showed up. But these do give us examples that if I will magnify his name in song and I will surrender the battle to him, God will show up on my behalf, no matter where I am. The jail was opened, and here they sat. The keeper of the prison, he was ready to fall on his sword. And not just their cell open, but all of them. What could happen in my life? What could happen in your life? What could happen in our local church setting if I could stop fighting the battle for God and get a song in my heart? David encouraged us to sing a new song unto the Lord. He said, "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth." We need to get a new song. Some of us have been frustrated, and it shows. Oh, yeah, we worship. Yeah, we do our thing. But we need to get a new song in our heart. You know the kind of song I like? It's happened to me before. It didn't happen because of who I am. It happened somewhere or another. Brother Mark, I just got it right that day. But I remember distinctly walking out of work one time on my way to the car. I'm probably going to walk at lunchtime like I do sometimes. But it just seemed like everything was falling apart at work and it was coming against me and blah, 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 blah. And my mind was in 50 different directions. But all of a sudden I noticed in my spirit I had a song. And I'm like, hey, this is kind of cool. The world's falling apart today. The earth's going off of its axis. The sky is falling. The stars are falling. But somewhere deep down in my soul, there's a song. Brother, it actually surprised me. I didn't expect it. I wasn't singing it with my lips. It was in my heart. That's where our song needs to be, my friend, because eventually it's going to come out. We need to get a new song in our heart. You might have come in here singing the blues. You might have come in here singing a song of depression. You might have come in here singing a song of suicide, my friend. You need to stop thinking like that and allow the Holy Ghost to touch your mind. Allow the Holy Ghost to touch your heart. Open your mouth and sing unto the Lord a new song. You might have come in here singing a song of inadequacy. You might have come in here singing a song of victimization, my friend. I'm telling you what, God is more than a conqueror. And he will make you more than a conqueror if you will just allow him to. Find a new song. How did David know? Why did David know? How could he tell us to sing unto the new song, sing unto the Lord a new song? Because in Psalm 40 verse 3 he said, "And He, the Lord, hath put a new song in my mouth." Somebody in this place needs to ask God, give me a new song. I'm telling you, I'm asking the Lord for a new song. Lord, I want a new song. Yeah, I come, I worship, I sing, but I want a new song. I want a song that trusts God no matter what. I want a song that puts the army in the back and puts the praisers and the worshipers and the singers in the front. Why? Because God already told us he was going to fight our battles. God told us he will fight for us if we will do what he asked us to do. God, I want a new song in my heart today. Some of us need to cast off the song we've been singing of discouragement, of despondency. Some of us need to back up from the edge because the devil has somebody so close to the edge of giving up. Why? Because all we can dwell on is what's wrong in life. I'm telling you what, God has come into this place today. God has sent me into this place today to tell us we need a new song. We need a new song. He said, even praise unto our God, many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. You might have become in this place singing a song of self-reliance. Singing a song of self-righteousness. Singing a song of religiosity. Just remember something. It was the religious folks that killed Jesus. Be careful, religion. It'll kill you. Jesus wants a relationship. You might have been coming in singing a song of regret, a song of sorrow. Nobody knows the trouble I seen. Nobody knows but the Lord and me. You might have come in singing gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. And you know what? With what's happened in your life, maybe rightly so. But I'm telling you what, you don't have to go on singing that song any longer. You might have come into this place today bound by addiction. You might have come into this place bound by sin. But I want to stand and declare with the Apostle Peter that we need to repent of our sins. We need to turn around from our sins. We need to change our mind about our sins and to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission, the forgiveness of those sins. And God will fill us with His blessed Holy Spirit. That's the Word of God. You might have came in singing a song of no hope, but He wants to give you hope in Christ today. It's been in some of the darkest hours of songwriters' lives that they wrote the most beautiful songs. It's a song that is one of the prettiest songs to me I've ever heard. It says, on Calvary's hill of sorrow, where sin's demands were paid, rays of hope for tomorrow across my path were laid. I see a crimson stream of blood. It flows from Calvary. Its waves, which reach the throne of God, are sweeping over me. Written by Elder G.T. Haywood in a very dark, intense trial, time of persecution in his life. God gave him a vision, and God gave him a song. What song does God want to give you today? These aren't just melodramatic moments. These aren't moments that we feel good and we're. God wants to change somebody's life today forever. I want it. Do you?
Hallelujah.
I want God to change something in me forever. I'm telling you right now. I want to switch places with Him. We'll surrender. Say, Lord, you need to take care of some things. I'm going to start singing. Anybody else want to join me?
Yes, sir.
Did you come in here singing a song that you don't want to be singing today?
Yeah.
Why don't you come? This altar's open.
Hallelujah.
This altar's open.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Matter of fact, could we do this? I love you all musicians, but could we just hold off on the music right now? Let's just seek the Lord. The Bible says, seek the Lord while He may be found, to call upon Him while He is near. Why don't we all just call upon the name of the Lord? If you got something in your life, you might have come in here singing a song of the blues, feeling all alone. He wants to sing. He wants to change your song today. Lord, meet us today. I surrender today, oh God. Lord Jesus, I pray right now. Touch me right now. Forgive me, Lord Jesus, for fighting your battles or trying to. Forgive me, Lord, for trying to control things I can't control. Lord, forgive me, God, for going through the mode of worship sometimes, but really not having a song in my heart. Forgive me, Lord. Change my song. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, we come to seek you. We come just like Jehoshaphat. Lord, in the nation of Judah, God, we come, Lord. The elders, we come, Lord, as families. We come with our little ones and we stand before you, God. Lord, we don't know what to do in situations. We don't have the answers, oh God. We don't have the strength. We don't have the wisdom. But, oh God, we know a God, Lord, who delivers, not by my power and not by might, but by your Spirit, says the Lord. By the authority of the Word of God in Jesus' name. Lord God, we today magnify you in this place. Lord, we come to sing a new song. We come, Lord God, to let the high praises of God be in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hand, like the Scripture says. Lord Jesus, we come to magnify your name. We come to worship you, Lord. We come to lift up the name of the Lord. We come to sing unto you, Lord. We come to worship you, Lord. We come to praise you, Lord God. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you today because your mercy endures forever. We praise you today because your mercy endures forever. We praise you today, Lord, because your mercy endures forever. Oh, as we sing out to the Lord, as we believe the Lord, let's believe. There's some walls that are falling today. There's some strongholds that are coming down today. There's some victories coming today. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus, by the authority of the Word of God in Jesus' name, we worship you, Lord. We magnify your name. We praise you today, Lord. We praise you today, Lord. We lift up the name of Jesus. We magnify your name. We praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You're the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, God. We magnify your name, Jesus. We magnify your name, Lord. We lift you up, God. We worship you, Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. As we begin to sing and play in this place, let's put this into practice. Let's take a new song right now and let's sing unto the Lord. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by His Spirit. Surrender the battle to Him. In Jesus' name, let's worship the Lord for a little bit.
Great in splendor, Lord of everything. Worthy is your name. Never change. Ever reigning King. Worthy is your name. All creation rises up to declare your wonders. As people everywhere sing the praises to the one who saves us. To His blood He gave us life, and now we come, oh, everyone, and praise it to the one who saves us. Through His blood He gave us life, and now we come, oh, everyone. Worthy is your name. Bright and burning, you're returning again. Worthy is your name. All creation rises up to declare your wonders. As people everywhere see. To the one who saves us, through His blood He gave us life, and now we come. one who saves us, through his blood he gave us life, and now we come, everyone, in praises to the one who saves us, through his blood he gave us life, and now we come, everyone.
Yes, Lord, you are this God. We glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mighty is your name, God. Mighty is your name, Jesus. Faithful are you, God.
More than able, always faithful friend. Worthy is your name. Bright and burning, you're returning again. Worthy is your name.
Yes, Lord.
All creation rises up to declare your wonders, as people everywhere sing. Praises to the one who saves us, through his blood he gave us life, and now we come, everyone, and praises to the one who saves us, through his blood he gave us life, and now we come, everyone. Praises to the one who saves us, through his blood he gave us life, and now we come, everyone.
I believe the Lord wants to touch right now. If you feel you need deliverance in your life from anything, and you want God to touch you right now, I'd like you to come down here to the front, and we're going to pray for you. Okay? We're not going to announce it on the microphone. It's not what this is about. But if you're bound in your spirit, if you're bound in your soul, if you're bound in your mind, and you need deliverance from anything, and you will obey the Lord and allow the man of God to pray for you, I believe right now that God will deliver you in Jesus' name. As they continue to sing, just make your way down here. Make eye contact with me, and we're going to pray for you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praises to the one who saves us. He gave us life, and now we come, everyone. Praises to the one who saves us, through his blood he gave us life, and now we come, everyone. Praises to the one who saves us, through his blood he gave us life, and now we come, everyone. Praises to the one who saves us, through his blood he gave us life, and now we come, everyone. He gave us life, and now we come. His blood He gave us life, and now we come. Everyone lend praises to the one who saves us. Through His blood He gave us life, and now we come. Everyone praises to the one who saves us. Through His blood He gave us life, and now we come. Everyone.
There's more here today that need God's touch. Hallelujah. You need God to change some things in your life. Brother Prince got faith. He's believing God for you right now. Why don't you come to this altar? Just pray. Just believe God. Let those things, let God fight your battle today. Come on. You got some fear in your life. You need to be here. Allowing God to take fear out of your life. Amen. Come on to this altar and believe God for your week. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, you got some battles going on in your home. You need to let Jesus in. Morning, somebody praise Him. He woke me up this morning. Somebody praise Him. He woke me up this morning. Somebody praise Him. Praise His holy name. Oh, He filled me with the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise Him. He filled me with the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise Him. He filled me with the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise Him, praise His holy name. Oh, somebody praise Him, praise His holy name. Somebody praise Him, praise His holy name. Somebody praise Him, praise His holy name. Oh, praise His holy name. Oh, He baptized me in Jesus' name. Somebody praise Him, He baptized me in Jesus' name. Somebody praise Him, He baptized me in Jesus' name. Somebody praise Him, praise His holy name. Oh, somebody praise Him, praise His holy name. Somebody praise Him, praise His holy name. Somebody praise Him. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. That's a song God gave me in one of my darkest times. Amen. I can praise God because He woke me up. I can praise God because He filled me with the Holy Ghost. I can praise God for anything going on.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Give God your praise. Thank you, brother. Amen. I pray today that God has blessed you. And you'll go out of here with a new song. And you'll sing that song. And you'll rejoice for what God is going to do. He's going to fight your battle. Praise God. God bless you. Be dismissed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Worship the Lord as you go out of here.
I'd like to say one more thing before we're dismissed. The greatest hindrance to moving forward with what God gave us today is very often when we look at yesterday and we live in regret. The world is very big at living in the moment, living in the present. That's the new rage now. And you know what? They're borrowing it from the Bible. They don't know that. That's okay. They'll learn. But they're borrowing it from the Bible. That's why Jesus said, give us this day our daily bread. Okay? He said, don't worry about the morrow, for the morrow has enough evil of its own. It'll take care of itself. Seek God today. So God is a living in the moment God. He does have plans for our future, but we can't get there if we don't get this moment right. So I want to pray. I'm going to pray for us right now. And I want to ask God to remove every regret in our lives. Because that's what's stopping a lot of us from moving forward. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now that you would forgive us for dwelling in the past. Forgive us, Lord, for worrying about the future. Forgive us for not capturing every moment you give us to the fullest to do your will. Lord, we've listened to the lies of the adversary. We've listened to the lies of our own flesh that we can't move on and we can't do what you called us to do because of thus and so. Lord, rebuke the lies of the enemy. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. It is written in Jesus' name. God, forgive us. God, I pray right now that you would rebuke every lie of the devil, rebuke every lie of our flesh, and God, remove every regret, God. God, help us to move on in you. In Jesus' name, Paul said, I press on. I press on. I haven't attained, but I press on. God, we haven't attained, Lord, but we're pressing on in Jesus' name. Lord God, right now, don't let the enemy rob this word from our hearts through regret. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen.
One more thing. Remember our missionary, March 3rd, Brother McFarland, from he's missionary to Jerusalem, Israel. So just he's going to be with us here March the 3rd. So be bringing a guest. I'm sure we're going to hear about some prophetic things that are happening right now. Amen. In Jerusalem. Praise God. Yeah, they'll be staying here from the 26th for a good little while. Week and a half, 2 weeks. So I'll let you know the exact when I get to speak to him directly. So, but just remember that as well. But looking forward to what God's going to do coming up the first Tuesday of the month prayer. Amen. Be looking forward to that and getting excited about God moving in our prayer meetings. Thank you again for coming out to the house of the Lord today. Greet our guest before we leave here today. Let's let God be with us.